And we can also see in the local media that the leftist scum is mobilizing against us. It is Boden Against Racism is speaking out. You have local politicians making counter claims, like questioning our granted right to demonstrate, and things putting some sticks in the wheels and some gravel in the cogs, as they say. But you look at these people, like I had this picture of the people outside Dollar Store. Dollar Store is making a point of this as well. And they're saying that the customers will be scared by the Nazis because we have the gathering place in the Dollar Store's parking lot. It's a very nice big space, and that's where we're going to park cars. It's very nice free parking. And I mean, it's the 1st of May. It's the day of the worker. It's the day where you shut up shop. So what are they? Are they capitalists? They're not going to close the Dollar Store for the workers' day so that everyone can march for their rights as a worker, or a day to relax. Everyone else is taking the day off. So I don't think anyone's going to be scared by the Nazis. I think everyone's going to be doing other things than going to Dollar Store that day. And they're saying, yeah, their claim is that the customers are going to be scared. So I ask the question, what's more scary, multiculturalism or upstanding National Socialists on your parking lot? I think everyone knows the answer. Even they know the answer to that question. Even the racial strangers knows the answer to that question. So, I don't know. It's a weak argument. Another thing, another thought that I had on this article that was written against us. It was for this Boden Against Racism, talking about counter-demonstrating. And there's like three different groups that are collaborating. It's going to be amazing. But in this piece, in this local paper, the Social Democratic Rag, they're saying that the secret police has deemed us or labeled us as a terrorist organization. So you can imagine, you know, 60-year-old Berit, she's sitting down for her coffee break at her soul-killing job, and she's reading the paper about the terrorist organization are going to march through her city or her town. I mean, you can imagine Berit's reaction to that kind of article. And then they have this Jewish specialist, what is he, crime specialist, Sibarsky, is that his name? Yeah, him chiming in and saying that, you know, it's usually very violent when we go about supporting that claim then. So, I mean, this is basically, you know, not cool. I don't know. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, as I see it, we're going to be showering in money soon because, you know, Putin pays us. Saudi Arabia is soon paying us. Everyone is paying us. You know, we can just quit our day jobs and do radio every day, you know. No, but like, seriously, it is stupid. And I don't know, like, even if Berit gets a little bit worried, like once 1st of May hits and she looks out the window, instead of like an army with of beer babies with Arabic flags, she's going to see a long line of well-dressed young men wanting her city to be safer than it's ever been probably in her lifetime. So, you know, once we hit the streets, reality is going to hit them and they're going to know that media is lying once again.
Yeah, and she will cancel her subscription to that rag.
Yeah, which she should have done like 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.